Shalom everyone, hope you're all well, staying safe, and this week we read a double parsha, Acharei Mot Kedoshim, and we're going to discuss a celebrated Ramban, the Ramban on Kedoshim Tehiyu, on the mitzvah to be holy. And I guess the question is, if God says to us, Daber el kol adam b'nei Yisrael va'amarta lehem, Kedoshim Tehiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem, speak to the community of the children of Israel and say to them, be holy, because I am holy, ki kadosh, because holy, ani Hashem Elokeichem. God is holy, but how can we be holy? If God says, be holy, how do I do that? What do I have to do? Of course, with other things, if God says, leave the corner of your field for the poor, if God says, Don't go tail-bearing amongst your people. Stand up for the elderly. I know how to do those actions, but be holy? How do I know how to do that? Rashi interprets this. And Rashi says, Kedoshim to you, Heve prushim min ha'arayot u min ha'avera. You should be separate from arayot. Arayot means, in this context, forbidden sexual relationships, sexual promiscuity. Remove yourself, separate yourself. Min ha'arayot u min ha'avera. Shekol makom sh'ata motze geder ava. For in every place that one finds a fence, a barrier, before sexual transgression, one can also find holiness. Where's Rashi coming from? If you open the psukim before this particular line of Kedoshim, you will see an extensive list of forbidden sexual relationships, from incest to bestiality to all sorts of sexual crimes. And clearly, the way Rashi interprets it is that once we have listed all of the particular offences, we then have a more generic sense of Kedoshim Tehiyu, that we should keep our lives separate from sexual transgression, and we might include in this a whole, you know, overly sexually charged environments. Our Ramban this week disagrees, and the Ramban is going to see this on a far wider palette. He's going to see Kedusha as a far wider ethic than just relating to keeping apart from sexual transgressions. And so let's read a little bit of the Ramban together. The Ramban reads Rashi, and then he says, But in the Sifra, Ra'iti stam prushim to you. The early Tanaitic commentary of the Sifra, all it says is, separate yourselves. And more than that, says the Ramban, it says, V'itkalishtem v'item kedoshim, you shall sanctify yourselves and be holy. Just that I am holy, you should be holy. Just like I am separate, you should be separate. Ulefi dati, says the Ramban, according to me, Eina pishut hazu lifrosh min ha'arayot k'divrei harav. This type of separation is not a separation from sexual transgression like the words of Rashi. So what does the Ramban want? He says, V'ha'inyan ki ha'Torah hizhira ba'arayot uv'ma'achalot hasurim. Because Torah has ruled off sexual transgressions and certain forbidden foods, and it's permitted sexual relations between husband and wife, permitted the eating of meat and the drinking of wine. Imkein, yimsa bala ta'ava makom liot shatuf b'zimat ishto nashav harabot. A person who is possessed by incredible desire will find a place to be completely involved in sex with his wife or with his many wives. Uliot besoveyayin bezole basar lomo, and will simply spend his whole day gluttoning on meat and getting drunk with wine. V'yedaber kirtzono b'chol hanevalot, and he'll just speak however he likes. He'll curse, he'll swear. Shelo huzkar isur zer batorah, V'lihine yeh naval b'rshut haTorah. He will be a brute with the permission of the Torah. And this phrase, naval b'rshut haTorah, encapsulates what the Ramban feels is wrong with what could happen here. The Ramban is saying that I could be a glut kosher lowlife. I could be an unrefined brute. And I could be fulfilling all of the halachot. Lafichach baha katuv acharei sheparati surim she'asar otam legamrei. And therefore the Torah comes after it specified the prohibitions that it completely forbade. And here the Ramban is talking about the laws which guide areas in which we feel a physical attraction, sexuality and food and others. And says that we should be separated. Right, Shniyeh Prushim Min HaMotarot, separated from excesses. The Ramban here is making a very deep statement. He's saying that there are specific areas of law which guide particular forbidden relationships, forbidden foods, but there is a broader ethic of decency, of living an elevated life, a refined life. And when Hashem says, Kadoshim to you, separate yourself, it means that we should live an upstanding lifestyle and not lower ourselves to the level of a person who is drawn by base desires, by lower attractions, and just let our body lead us. We should have a sense of mind over matter, a sense of a desire to refine ourselves and to live a refined level of existence. The Ramban continues later in the passage and says that this is a sort of generic mitzvah. After acharei sheparat kol ha'averot sheim asurot legamrei, after it's told us things which are actually forbidden, this is a generic mitzvah, and it includes, and he quotes it at the Talmud in Brachot, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beit, where it says, V'hit kadishtem eile mayim rishonim, V'item kadoshim eilu mayim achronim, ki kadosh ze shemen arev. That one should wash one's hands before one eats. One should wash one's hands after one eats and before one says Berachat HaMazon. And when one finishes, one should put sweet-smelling oil on one's hands. And he says, and the phrase in the psukim of V'hit kadishtem, V'item kadoshim, ki kadosh. How does this relate? It relates to a question of personal hygiene, of cleanliness, of presentation in public. And he says, "Shniyeh nekiyim," that we should be hygienic, or tahorim and pure, or prushim me'amon b'nei adam, and we should separate ourselves from the masses, shei melachalchim atzman b'motarot v'kiyurim, who dirty themselves with all sorts of ugly things. And then the Ramban continues and says, and similar to this is that after the Torah talks about specific things that someone shouldn't do, lo tignov, lo tigzol, don't steal, don't burglarize, don't deceive, and all other prohibitions, it then makes a general principle, va'asita hayashar v'hatov. Here he's relating to Devarim chapter 6 verse 18, which means shiachnis ba'asei hayosher v'hashvaya, that a person should do that which is upright and go beyond the letter of the law. Let me say a word about this particular verse in Devarim chapter 6 verse 18, va'asita hayashar v'hatov b'nei Hashem. Do that which is right and good in the eyes of God. The Ramban talks on this verse and he says, and I'll quote, V'zein yan gadol, this is a great matter, because it is impossible for the Torah to articulate all of the human behaviors and all his interactions with his neighbors and his friends and his business dealings and matters of state and civic protocol. And therefore he says, after, and he quotes very, very widely, Dafka from our Parsha, from Parshat Kedoshim, after the Torah has articulated, Lo telech rachil, don't be a talebearer, don't take revenge or bear a grudge, Lo ta'amod al dam re'echa, don't stand by the blood of your brother, Lotakal al Chereish, don't curse the deaf. Stand up before the elderly. Chazar lomar b'derech klal, the Torah then says a more broad statement, v'ashiaseh hatov v'yashar b'chol davar. You should do that which is good and right in every area. And the Ramban is essentially telling us that we should have an ethic of decency. And sometimes we have this question. Does the Torah believe in this sort of broad sense of ethics? And what the Ramban is telling us is that the law of Kedoshim to you, Vasita Yashar, demands from us to have refinement. Demands from us that when we feel an ethical impulse inside ourselves, that something is incorrect, that we should follow our instincts. Somebody told me that my teacher and mentor of Aaron Lichtenstein once said that jumping the queue, jumping a line where your other people have been waiting for a long time and you just jump to the front for whatever reason, that is a transgression against Kedoshim to you. Why? Because it's a lack of common decency. And it's fascinating that the Ramban, as opposed to Rashi, who says sanctity is keeping away from sexual infractions, the Ramban sees sanctity not in a negative sense, keeping away from things, but in a positive sense, achieving a sense of human elevation and living up to the ultimate refinement that human beings are capable. Thank you for listening. Have a great week and Shabbat Shalom.